You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a parabola? It's a mathematical term spelled P-A-R-A-B-O-L-A. Actually, it's a shape, a specific curved shape. The technical definition from my dictionary is the intersection of a right circular cone with a plane parallel to an element of the cone. Think back to high school geometry when you learned about a cone. You know, the shape when you roll up a piece of paper unevenly. So one side of the roll is wide and the other side of the roll is the pointy tip. If you placed your cone on a table, so the wider part is the base, and then sliced through the cone from the top to the bottom at an angle, the shape of that slice is a parabola. Here's an easy way to visualize it. Get a piece of cord, string, or a thin chain about 1 to 2 feet long. Hold one end in one hand, the other end in the other hand, and then let it sag in the middle. That shape of the curve is a parabola. The bottom part of the curve is called the vertex, V-E-R-T-E-X. If you invert it so it's an arch that curves up, the vertex is now the top part of the arch. And I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with a famous parabolic shape, the St. Louis Arch. Other examples of parabolas include suspension bridges, where the cables sag down in the middle, or the archways at the entrances of old churches. A parabolic shape is very important in technology because it allows energy to be concentrated and focused to a single point. For example, the headlight reflectors of your car with light, your satellite dish on your house for radio waves, and even the popular exhibit at many science centers, such as Science Central where I work, the parabolic reflector dishes, where two people on opposite sides of a room can whisper and hear each other. Here's an experiment to try at home. It's really cool, very visual. However, if you make a mistake, it's very wet. Don't make a mistake. Get a 5 or 10 gallon aquarium. Fill it no more than halfway with water. Add some blue food coloring so you'll be able to see the water better. Place it flat on a backless chair that spins very evenly and very easily. Have one person crouch down eye level with the aquarium. The other person will place a foot on the bottom of the chair so it doesn't slide across the floor, and then that person who's standing, using the back of the chair, starting slowly, as smoothly as possible, spin the chair in a circle, faster and faster. Pay attention to the aquarium. Make sure that it doesn't fall off the chair. Now, the person who's crouched down looking at the water, check it out. The water that's in the tank will move outward, press against the sides to create a vortex, and the shape of the spinning water in the aquarium, it's a parabola. Well, we've just learned a little bit about parabolas. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.